This list sucks.
Bonus sucking.
Bonus episode number two of the night. Our first night ever where we've done two in one night. Two bonus in one night.
I mean, we could have done this before.
We could have.
Let's not josh these people.
Yeah, but this is
we definitely could not have done this last week.
No. But this is the first night we've done three episodes in one night.
Yes. Absolutely. Barrier crossed.
And so what we're doing here is and actually this is a listener's idea. Mr. Derek Danielson, who you can't see because he's off camera, but he's sitting right next to me right now.
Shout out, Derek.
Wave your hand in the camera or something, Derek.
Okay, he's waving his hand off the camera.
Yeah.
It was a great idea, though. And the great idea was, hey, you guys talked about if you're only going to listen to one song, make a playlist of those one songs.
For each album on the top 500 list that we're going through.
Yeah. So we're going to do them in chunks of 25.
Exactly. We just did the first 25, so 500 through 476. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to tackle 475 through 451.
And for everybody's edification, we're putting this out on Amazon, on Apple, Lee Stamper, assistant to the assistant production manager, is in charge of that. And then JB is manually creating this as we record on Spotify.
So that's right.
If he's not chiming in a timely manner, it's because he's fucking busy doing other stuff.
That's right.
So 475 through 451, I suppose, because we're not technically going to get to 450. And the very first one on this list is the self-titled album from Sheryl Crow at 475. What do you like, good sir?
See, I still had not started my
star system.
Yeah.
Bastard.
Probably Every Day is a Winding Road.
God damn it.
Dude, no. It's a good tune, man.
No, we're not going to do that.
I already added it.
No, fuck you. No, you didn't. Did
no,
you really?
No, I didn't. No, okay. Just kidding.
Can we do home?
What do you want to do?
Can we do home?
Let me read about home. Just give me. I'm kind of doing some administrative stuff.
Listen, here's the thing. Every Day is a Winding Road was a monster radio hit. A Change Would Do You Good was a monster radio hit. But Home is just, man, it's so beautiful. And her voice is absolutely flawlessly perfect.
On
that song. Yeah.
Home. Which track is that?
The third track. This is what I wrote. I wrote beautiful ballad, voice is perfect, and it's just really pretty. Fire all in at this point. Wow, I want this on vinyl for this song alone. And that last piece, like, I mean, come on.
All right. Yeah.
You're down?
That's kind of a depressing song. That's about adultery.
It is.
Essentially.
But, I mean, come on. It's Sheryl Crow.
A line that I wrote down was that, from that was, I want to watch the sun come up in a stranger's arms.
It's such a beautiful song. Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks for not fucking picking Every Day is Winding Road, which is a fine song. There's nothing wrong with
it. Well, you're going to be bummed when you check the playlist later. I'm just fucking with you. I added home.
All right. So let's talk about number one record, which actually should have been called number 194 record.
And finally, the beginning of my star system.
Ah, what did you star?
I starred The Ballad of El Gudo.
It's the start of my star system, too. I starred nothing.
Because this album
sucks.
It's the start of your star system.
Well, because I starred albums from Sheryl Crow's record. And then I starred nothing on this because this record fucking sucks.
It's bad. So do we have to pick that 70s show too?
Yes, we have to pick In the Street.
In the Street, yeah.
In the Street. Yeah. It's literally the only song that I wrote great tune next to.
In the Street from number one record by Big Star. Mm-hmm. Going on the playlist, Lee Stamper. Add that in there.
Boom, Lee Stamper. 473. I can't wait to talk about Daddy Yankee.
Oh, God. This is going to be a tough one.
Is it?
Do we just leave this one off like we did Phil Spector?
No.
Okay, I guess we'll have to pick a fucking to wade through the shit here. Gasolina?
Hang on. My fucking system. My system failed me on this time because I just put little bullet points next to the fucking hot trash.
I'd pick Gasolina or King Daddy probably. But I'm open for suggestions. I don't feel passionate about this at all.
I wrote that Gasolina sounds like a Nintendo beat.
Yeah, that's not selling it very good. So let's not do that one. What'd you write for King Daddy?
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Let's do King Daddy, actually.
King Daddy.
Yeah. I liked the beat on that.
Yeah, it was loud and aggressive. It was very characteristic of the rest of the record, so.
Yeah.
I think I'm it's down. A good choice.
I'm down. All right. So next up, 472 was SZA.
And I'm going to kind of defer to you on this one because I didn't love this one. The only one I gave any stars to was Drew Barrymore. But also The Weeknd is pretty good. But you liked this.
I did.
So
I liked it a lot. And Drew Barrymore is actually a song that I loved. I love The Weeknd too. Let's do Drew Barrymore.
Okay.
Yeah. That fucking hook. The hook on Drew Barrymore is really, really solid. And I'm also a sucker for trance.
We have Jefferson Airplane, Surrealistic Pillow coming up next here. What do you think on this one, Mike?
Well, my brain tells me that if we don't do White Rabbit, we're morons. But at the same time, Somebody to Love is a fucking stone cold classic.
So it's clearly between those two, and I agree. But which is it going to be?
Feed Your Head.
White Rabbit.
Feed Your Head. Feed Your Head. Feed Your The next one's a fucking stone cold classic too.
I think I have to switch books for this next one. Mm. Yeah. This is the start of my new book, which is almost gone as well.
Wow. All right. So next up, 470. The one and only. The only one.
The only one to be the one of the only.
400 Degrees, the album by Juvenile. And to me, there really is only one song that we can choose off of here.
What is it?
You said damn fine woman, won't you back that ass up?
Oh, yeah. That was the single off that one.
He's a fine motherfucker, won't you back that ass up?
We're going to back that ass up. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah. And honestly, that's the only reason why this song is on here, right?
There's Lil Wayne on it. Did you know that?
Yeah. There's also a Jay-Z feature on here, though, with Ha.
Ha! Which version? Because there's three fucking versions of Ha.
The good one.
There's three versions.
No, but I'm talking about the good one.
So the one with Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Okay, Manu Chao, Clandestino.
Hmm.
I shouldn't have said that like that. I apologize, guys.
Why?
It was a little insensitive.
Because you said it with an accent?
Yeah, because it's not my accent. I faked it.
That's okay.
All right. What'd you like off that one?
I'm looking. I'm thinking.
I like Bongo Bong a lot on that one.
I like that one too.
That'd be my pick. I like Tijuana too, though.
I like Clandestino. I mean, I like the title track very right off the top. I'm going to say Clandestino or Bongo Bong. And Bongo Bong is one that you brought up
Let's go bong, go bong.
Yeah. Yep, I'm good with that.
Added.
Okay.
Rolling Stones.
Yeah, 468. The first Rolling Stones entry, It's Some Girls.
The first one we've had so far and the only one we've had so far.
Yes, and this one's going to be interesting because to me this comes down to two songs. This comes down to Miss You or Beast of Burden, and this one's not difficult for me.
Beast of Burden.
Yeah. I mean, and I love Some Girls or Miss You. I'm sorry. I really do love Miss You. Like, I love the whole disco feel of it. But Beast of Burden is just...
it's way better.
Fuck me.
It's Soul Stones. Yeah. I also like, shout out to Faraway Eyes. Fun little country song.
Yeah. Also, shout out to Shattered. Shattered was great. Track, dude.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's very Stones as well. It's just not the same.
Well, it just didn't have like the impact.
Beast of Burden, though. I mean, if you can't get down with Beast of Burden, it's because you're an asshole. So
yep, strictly.
Stop being an asshole.
Maxwell, Black Summer's Night. This is a tough one. These were really good. This was a great album.
Yeah. What do you like?
Give me 1 second. I'm thinking Plain Possum. I liked that one a lot, but I also liked Stop the World.
I liked Cold and Plain Possum. So I think we gotta
do Plain Possum.
Yeah, I think we gotta do Plain Possum. Fucking trumpet on that track.
No one's gonna be bummed out by listening to Plain Possum. It's a good
absolutely
tune.
Not. It's a fucking fantastic song. All right. So while JB is adding that, next up is gonna be 466, and it's the Beach Boys Today, as opposed to the Beach Boys Yesterday or the Beach Boys Tomorrow,
or the Beach Boys 2 days ago,
or 4 days ago, or when they're making Pet Sounds. So, what do you think?
Definitely not Don't Hurt My Little Sister.
No.
Do You Want to Dance is a cover, but it's good. That'd probably be my pick.
Really?
No, thanks. I didn't love this one.
Yeah, it's because it's fucking shit. The only song on this record that's not utter shit is Help Me, Rhonda.
I knew you were going to say that.
I know.
Unnecessary harmonica on that track.
So?
So it sucks.
There's unnecessary sucking on Do You Want to Dance?
Do you want to dance?
Oh, do you? How about Help Me, Rhonda? Help Me, Rhonda.
They're both bad. Maybe we should skip this one. You know, we did another record recently Do You Want to Dance.
I'm so sorry that I just burped in everybody's ears.
Sorry, guys. Some people, you know.
I literally got to thinking about Do You Want to Dance, though. And I was like, no.
Who else played Do You Want to Dance? The Ramones.
Wait a minute. Are you being serious?
Like on the one that we just did.
Rocket to Russia?
Yeah, they had a version of Do You Want to Dance.
Theirs was better.
It was definitely better. Yep.
Can we please just do Help Me, Rhonda?
Yeah, that's fine. Help Me, Rhonda. We could just add the Ramones version of Do You Want to Dance instead of the Beach Boys song. That would be fun.
And then pick a different Ramones song.
And then, yeah, so there's two Ramones. I like that idea, actually. A lot.
It seems solid.
It seems foolproof. All right, seems moving solid. On. King Sunny Ade. It's going to be a tricky one.
Yeah. Because honestly, I would just as soon add this whole fucking album. I vote for Synchro System.
Oh, yeah. Synchro System. Which track number was that?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Cinco. God damn it, though. Like,
see, that's the problem, Mike, is this one, that Synchro System was that was part of a medley, so it wasn't considered one track. God, so it's not underneath one track.
Damn it.
So let me pull this up. We're going to figure it out. King Sunny Ade, the best of the classic years. is the name of the album.
I think this was only available on Spotify.
Very well could be. So, what?
It was part of the first suite. God damn it. I made a note of that. Son of a bitch. Hang on. Worth thinking.
Synchro System. No, never mind. Synchro System was his own track.
Was it?
Yeah, that was number two. I led you astray. Synchro System was track two, and I'm down for that. That was very Talking Heads.
Yeah. I loved it, dude.
Yeah, there were five songs in the first medley, but Synchro System was not one of them. So we can add Synchro System.
All right, let's do that.
Lee Stamper, Synchro System.
Thank you, Lee Stamper. Keeping it real. Okay, 4-6-4. Moving on down. It's the Isley Brothers 3+3. What do you like, JB?
Hold on 1 second. I'm adding Synchro System.
There's a super obvious choice on the Isley Brothers.
There is?
Yeah. Like, ridiculously obvious.
Let's get to it. Let's get to it. Give me 1 second. I'm going to tell you what it is.
Yep.
Not That Lady?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's the obvious one. But if you didn't want to do that, my next choice would be Summer Breeze.
It's a cover, though.
I love that cover. Yeah, but I think they smash it.
They do smash it.
There's nothing wrong with a cover if you make it your own.
And they do make it their own.
And they fucking made it their own.
What's your vote? I think my vote's still That Lady.
Yeah. Because that's real Isley's. But fucking A, like,
honorable
that Summer
mention
Breeze
to Summer
is so
Breeze.
Good. Yeah. I mean, it's really, really good. Okay. While you're putting that in, 463 is going to be Laura Nyro, Eli Nyro. And the 13th Confessional.
Great album.
You loved this a lot more than I did.
I definitely did.
Okay, go.
Sweet Blindness,
mm-hmm.
Or Stone Soul, man, holy, I should just quit podcasting. Stone Soul Picnic.
Really? You're not going to go with Eli's Coming?
Or Eli's Coming. Yeah, I'd be happy with that too.
I like Eli's Coming myself.
Eli's Coming it is?
Yeah.
I missed that one the first
time. Not to upset the apple cart with Stone Soul Picnic, but Eli's Coming is a fucking jam, dude. Like, it's up tempo. Like, it's a crazy pick from this.
That's good.
All right.
You didn't love this next one.
I know I didn't. 462, The Flying Burrito Brothers, The Gilded Palace of Sin. This was really just a shitty attempt at country music by people that don't sing country music.
Christine's tune.
All right. I mean, what the fuck am I going to argue? Like, honestly.
It's good. Just trust me.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't argue anything on that record.
I think Christine's tune is pretty legit. It was either that or Hot Burrito number two. But I'm going to go with Christine's tune.
All right. Do it. I believe you.
We're going to skip this next one.
No, we won't. We're going to talk about Bon Iver. Bon Iver. For Emma. Forever. Allo.
Restacks.
There's no, it's got to be Skinny Love.
Fuck Skinny Love.
Really? Really?
I don't like Skinny Love.
I know. That doesn't mean that other people won't.
Recommend that to other people.
Really? You can't recommend that to other people because it's not good
to
or
other
because
poor souls.
You don't like it.
I don't like it because it's not good.
Oh, I see.
If you really want to do it, I don't have a lot of skin in this game for bone.
I know you don't. So put down skinny love, you fuck.
I'm going to put per mic on the skinny love.
Listen, everybody that listens to that will be like, I love this song. It's so wonderful.
If you actually feel that way, just stop listening.
Lose my number.
That's right.
All right. What about Melodrama?
Ooh, I like this one. I know you don't like Green Light.
Thank you.
Supercut. Wait a minute. Good.
Are you really not going to push Green Light at this point after what I did with Skinny Love? Like literally one record ago. This is where you should go. Fuck you, Mike. Like, I don't even care. Green Light's the best song on this record. Yeah,
the difference, I wouldn't do that to you. That's the difference there. So
I would do this to you. Can we please do Supercut? I love Supercut. Supercut. But
we need to put
we
need to do an honorable mention to Rider in the Dark.
Yes. What else do you want? This album from Liability. Lord is really good.
Liability. I like Liability. You're a liability. Honestly, I think we should do
The Louvre. It's fucking The Louvre so is good too. Dude. Okay. We can only pick one.
Liability is but it's a ballad.
Let's count to three. And on three, we're going to say our one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Super Rider cut. In the Dark. Fuck. That didn't work how you were hoping at all. Or how I was hoping.
Do you really want... I love Rider in the Dark. It's not a bad song. I just...
I did like it more than Supercat.
Okay. I'm okay with Rider in the Dark. It's not bad.
Unless you want to do Green Light.
Yeah, you can fuck right off. Everybody, though, please do go out. I mean, honestly, this is a record that I would encourage everybody to listen to the entire record, but listen to Rider in the Dark if you're only going to listen to one. If you're willing to listen to two, please do Supercut.
I probably would have picked Liability if it wasn't such a ballad, you know.
That's the thing. Supercut has a little bit of everything. I actually wrote two words, modern masterpiece.
Wow.
Next to Supercut. Okay, 459.
Kid Cudi.
Woo! The Man on the Moon, The End of Day. What do you like here?
This is a tricky one because I almost want... I mean, it's hard not to pick Pursuit of Happiness, right?
Day and Night,
but that was, again, super...
Super radio-y. Famous.
Yeah.
Yeah, super radio-y.
Up, Up, and Away. I could see that one being the pick, which is the final track. Or Heart of a Lion.
No, dude.
I think it's got to be Day and Night, Up, Up, and Away, or Pursuit of Happiness, though.
Let's go with Pursuit of Happiness, because that's a way deeper cut on this record, and I like a lot of the features and stuff that happens in here. Yeah, dude. Let's do Pursuit of Happiness. Holla. Oh, fuck, dude. This next one is brutal. All right, so we're down to the last eight of this chunk, and this one is going to be... Actually, I don't think this one's going to be all that difficult outside of just the fact that this is another record that you should listen to the whole thing. So 458 is Southeastern by Jason Isbell.
Damn.
Do you want to play the 1-2-3 game? Actually, I don't even want to do that, though. Like,
it's Elephant or it's Cover Me Up. Right? Or it's Super 8, but I mean...
Fucking Super 8 so good, dude.
But I feel like if you're going to listen to one, it's got to be... If you don't know Cover Me Up, you got to listen to Cover Me Up, right?
I'm too close to this. Like, for me, it's Elephant. because of what I'm going through.
Because I could, like, that was the first one I said, wasn't it? So. Yeah.
Elephants are such a.
Let's do elephant.
Yeah,
let's do elephant. As much and cover me up. Everybody knows they got to listen to Cover Me Up. So everybody's gonna listen.
Stop. Everybody, if you're listening to this podcast, listen to this whole fucking record. Because Stockholm is spectacular. Elephant is spectacular. Cover Me Up is wonderful. Super 8 is wonderful in a completely different way. New South Wales is fun. Flying Over Water is beautiful. Relatively easy. The whole album.
Do you mean every single song is really good?
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. 4, 5, 7 is Sinead O'Connor. I Do Not Want What I Haven't Got. This one's obvious. Hashtag Prince.
I lost my Sinead O'Connor, but nothing compares to you.
Mm-hmm. Nothing compares. Although, honorable mention to Black Boys on Mopeds. But if you're only going to listen to one.
And Three Babies.
Oh, fucking Three Babies is brutal, bro.
It is.
I mean, that's a fucking hard, that's a hard song to listen to.
Holy shit. If you just put in Nothing Compares, the top result is Sinead O'Connor. It's not even Prince.
Shocking.
Is Prince not even on Spotify, though?
Prince never recorded this song.
Oh.
True story. He wrote it, never recorded it. Hmm. It's mad, though. Super good. 4, 5, 6.
Al Green.
Yeah. Awesome. Let's talk about Al Green, these greatest hits that he has.
Yeah, because we did have a later Al Green album with a lot of these same songs. So we have to make sure we don't pick the same, you know, one that was on that other one.
Actually, let's do that. That way our playlist sucks almost as bad
as this list.
Fucking list. What do you like on here?
Here I Am, Come and Take Me. Either that or Let's Stay Together. I mean.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Let's Stay Together.
I just love Here I Am when it goes to the chorus. It's like, here I am. Du-du-du-du-du-du. That little horn line. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
We do Let's Stay Together, though.
Fucking horns, dude. Let's the horns in Here I Am together. Are really good.
That's what I'm saying. Surprised you didn't pick that.
Yeah, but the problem is that it's fucking Al Green.
Let's stay together. Bo Diddley. Go, Bo Diddley.
Go right the fuck away.
So what was the song where they were talking shit to each other? Say Man. That was funny. You remember that one?
Yes. And actually, like, so now I have my modern day star system at work. Because I have single stars, two stars, three stars, Say Man, please. Three stars. Let's do it.
Say Man.
That fucking song is funny, dude.
That was like the old school OG version of like Yo
it's
Mama jokes.
It's the Yo Mama jokes. Yeah. It's the straight Yo Mama jokes. Yo girl so ugly she had to sneak up on a drink of water.
Got him.
Oh, fucking A, Bo Diddley.
All right, Can. All right,
4, 5, 4, Can.
Ege Bamyase.
What do you like here?
Soup.
Done. Book it. The only other one that I would have thrown out there is Vitamin C.
Yeah. Vitamin C was used in a TV show.
Yes, that's correct. The fucking funk house party that kicks in with Soup, though, like a minute and a half to 2.5 minutes in, is a jam. Okay.
Yeah, that's the best like snapshot of the psychedelic capabilities of Can, for sure. Of Can,
yeah. All right, so 4, 5, 3, Pretty Hate Machine from 1989 by Nine Inch Nails. What do you like? This one's easy for me.
I like Sanctified. I like Something I Can Never Have. I like The Only Time.
Something I Can Never Have. I put 4 stars next to that one.
Yep. That sounds
it's good. It's so fucking haunting, dude. Like, it's every... That song to me is everything that Trent Reznor does the best.
Done deal.
All right. So the next one is tricky. So we only got 2 left. We have Diana Ross and the Supremes, The Anthology, coming in at 4.52. And this one's tricky because it's so fucking long. I mean, crazy, crazy long. I have one. I got 2-3 choices. Because again, now I'm into my modern day star system. And I have at least 4 songs on here that I put 5 stars next to. Because I love them. You want to hear what I have, or do you want to give me your stars?
Let me hear what you have.
All right. So I have Reflections. I have Love Child. I have I'm Gonna Make You Love Me. And I have Someday We Will Be Together.
Reflections.
I'm down. I mean, literally any one of those songs, dude. Like, Love Child is fucking amazing. I'm gonna make you love me. God damn, that song is fucking crushing. And also Someday We'll Be Together. Yeah.
I thought you were singing Someday We'll Get It Together and We'll Get It All Done.
Nope. Nope. Okay, so the last one we're going to talk about, Roberta Flack, First Take. This one's tough, dude. This whole fucking album crushed.
Probably Angelitos Negros.
I'm down.
Okay.
I love the chords on that. I also really love Trying Times. What did you think about Trying Times?
Yeah, I love that. This whole record I loved.
I know.
But I think that Angelitos Negros just really showed off her voice in a special way. But I felt the same about Ballad of the Soul, Young Man. Man.
I did not make the same notes on that.
Let's do Angelitos Negros.
I'm down. All right. There you have it, folks.
There it is, guys. It's up. Eventually, we will combine all of these into one playlist.
A monster playlist?
500 entries.
No.
Yes.
No.
Believe it.
That's so savage.
Yeah, that's how I am.
A 500-song playlist?
That's who I am.
Beast.
Yeah. You now know.
Okay, so, folks, we're not gonna be doing a live show next week. We're going to be releasing the 2 bonuses that we just recorded. We'll be doing that on the podcast next week. We're going to take a week off. Again, my apologies. I got some family shit to take care of. And then
no apology necessary.
And then week after Memorial Day, we're going to be back with a vengeance with Justin Handel in fucking studio.
Yeah. We might be a little loose when we do get around to it. Because we are going out to dinner beforehand.
We're going to go to dinner beforehand. Did we preview? I don't think we did a preview in the last show, did we?
Of next week?
Yeah. Well, of 2 weeks with the Justin show. We did not do that.
Did we not do that?
No. So if you're listening to this, regardless of whether you're listening to this Memorial Day or whether you're tuned in right now, when Justin comes on, which is going to be on the 4th of June, I think, the first Friday in June.
We did do this.
Did we?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you fucker.
We did preview it. Do you want to go ahead and do it again, though?
Yeah, we sure did. You know what? Let's do it again. So when Justin comes on, we're going to be talking about Black Sabbath from 1970, number 355.
354 is X-Ray Specs, Germ-Free Adolescence.
353, self-titled debut from 1978 from The Cars.
352 is Eminem's The Slim Shady LP.
And finally, we'll be talking about 351 Roxy Music, the album from 1973 entitled For Your Pleasure.
Thank you guys so much.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you guys in a couple weeks.
Love you guys.
Enjoy the bonus episodes next week.
Have a happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye. This list sucks, this list sucks, this list sucks, this list sucks, it sucks.